The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the news show. It's February 4th, 2020. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and it's coming at you in about 5 minutes. BlackBerry. Yeah, if you're thinking, well, wait, they're still alive? No more. Yes, if there was a phone that could die twice, it's definitely this one. This actually has to do with an announcement on Twitter with TCL saying they would stop selling BlackBerry devices starting August 31st of this year. Might remember TCL, BlackBerry kind of had a tie-up, you know, so they could do these phones. Well, I guess that ain't working out. The company actually said they have no further rights to design, manufacture, or sell any new BlackBerry mobile devices. Meaning, yeah, they just didn't want to continue doing it, probably because it's not been profitable at all. There has been some speculation that maybe BlackBerry's trying to go back to the way BlackBerry was. An independent company getting ready to make some new phones. The problem is, though, that's beginning to look very unlikely. So yes, definitely this time is looking like BlackBerry is officially dead. Apple Arcade. It's still there. Yeah, you probably don't care. A lot of people don't either. Apple still wants you to know that, hey, we still have the service. The only reason why we probably know the service is still trying to be pushed towards us is because of yesterday's Super Bowl. Yes, the American football extravaganza. Yeah, they had a commercial, but no, not during the game. It actually aired before all the festivities got started. Once again, Apple's highlighting on the games that are exclusive to the service, and of course, highlighting that very inexpensive monthly subscription. Still though, it seems no matter how cheap it is, nobody's really biting. And no, Apple doesn't need the money. But if Apple still wants Arcade to continue, not to mention those contracts they've entered in with for exclusivity of some of these games, they're gonna need some paying subscribers pretty soon. Or it might be joining BlackBerry by the end of the year. Knew so many years ago when Google bought YouTube. Wow, what an investment that was. Many years later and $15 billion richer, I bet Google's saying, yep, that was a good move. Yeah, $15 billion, you heard me correctly. That is what YouTube is generating per year. It's actually the first time we've been hearing numbers as such from Google on YouTube, meaning yes, YouTube generates a hell of a lot of money. In fact, YouTube actually generated nearly $5 billion in ad revenue just in the last 3 months. You might remember way back in 2006, everybody thought Google was crazy for spending $1.65 billion for YouTube. Yeah, but 14 years later, yeah, they've definitely got that money back and then some. It also shows you just how much YouTube actually contributes to Alphabet's pile of money every year. They actually made $46 billion last year in revenue. Not to mention $10.7 billion of it. Yep, all profit. And finally, staying with Google and talking about traffic jams and red wagons. Where the hell am I going with this? Stay with me, please. We all know that Google Maps is, yeah, a pretty good place to go to find out where those traffic jams are happening and find that best route on home. However, though, it may not be as reliable as we thought. Why? Well, because it can actually be manipulated, or shall we say, hacked. In a video posted none other than YouTube, this Berlin-based artist by the name of Simon Weckart, basically what Simon has done is he's got himself a nice little red wagon, put about 99 smartphones inside that wagon, and pulled it on down the street. Then as the man pulls that wagon down the street, it's basically sending back information, since there's 99 phones there, that, hey, this thing is pretty damn congested, even though it's just a little red wagon with 99 phones. This all has to do with because Google determines where traffic jams are by pulling in location data from those phones, then spitting it back out to each and every one of us. Going to show that yes, maps can be tricked to give false information that there is traffic when there's really none. As for Google's comment on it, yeah, there's nothing. Guess they're not counting on too many people having 99 phones laying around, let alone an old red wagon. Got a story no one else is listening? Well, send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website is at britishtechnetwork.com. You can get subscribed to all of our podcasts over there, including this show, the Mac Show, the Big Show, the Photo Show, and check out our blog there, too, for some great tech news as well. Give us a follow on Twitter, if you like, as well, at British Tech, or come by our community over at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show, of course, will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much for listening.